take a hint. He'll have it, you're insist it was wrong, and then you'll come out regretting it. Can I fight a fool if he's foolish? He always wins. Can I fight a fool if he's foolish? He always wins. When I fight a fool by being foolish, he always wins. He'll have it, you're insist it was wrong, and then you come out regretting it.
me strong. Fortified with raisin bran and morning talks with God. I've got his salvation, but I can still get tired. I can pray to get out of that mud and muck and mire. I don't get anxious about the bills I have to pay. Well, I get anxious, but my mind knows God is my father and provides through it all. Fussing and fretting is all in vain. Remembering who is God's the only way to stay sane. Everlasting life in heaven God has for me.
Welcome to Apologetics with an X. Jerry Q here, along with the lead singer, lyricist for that awesome Christian parody band, Apologetics. Jay, how's your week been going?
It's been going great, Jerry. Very busy, but the weekend is here, so very excited about that. And also, fall is almost upon us, and I love this time of year. And got some new songs that we've been sharing with you today. We started out with them, as a matter of fact. First one was a parody of the old John Cougar song, John Cougar Mellencamp, who is now John Mellencamp. I guess he always was John Mellencamp, but just they changed his name. He didn't like that. He changed it back. Anyway, he was called John Cougar Mellencamp whenever he did Authority Song, and ours is called A Foolhardy Song. And it deals with Proverbs chapter 29, verse 29. After that, we have a parody of Jane by Jefferson Starship. In fact, before they were Starship, speaking of bands that changed their name. And it's called Jane. And finally, we had a band called Sublime that were big in the 90s. And the parody was called Quite a God, and it's a parody of What I Got. What we got coming up now is some more John Cougar Mellencamp from the same album originally, the album Aha. And this song was originally called Pink Houses. Ours is called Ain't That a Miracle. It deals with the blind man that Jesus healed. After that, we have a song from about the same time, and that is Jump by Van Halen. And from the album 1984, our song is called Judge. Judge not, so you shall not be judged. Now, that doesn't mean we can't discern things, but the basic thing is don't be so judgmental. Get your own life in order. After that, we have a song called Footloose by Kenny Loggins. And our parody is called Good News. And continuing our set from 1984, this song is called You Might Stink. It's a parody of You Might Think by The Cars.
Just a sad sack, living in a blindness since birth. He's gonna demonstrate something to us from God, you know, cause Jesus just brought him the cure. He made some ointment from a spirit tub, said clean it up, and he went on. And he looked up after he'd been shouting, I can see everything real good. Cause of God. Oh, but ain't that a miracle? Yes, indeed. Ain't that a miracle? Now we can see, baby. Ain't that a miracle? Totally free, yeah. Little things happen when you believe. Oh, when you believe. Oh!
possible occasion. Is that the creepy man who was recently blind? They said, nah, this must be some imitation. But he told them, yes, I'm the one, sirs. Same boy, couldn't see till presently. But just like everything else, those old Pharisees just try to explain it away. Oh, but ain't that a miracle? Yes, indeed. Ain't that a miracle? Now we can see, baby. Ain't that a miracle? Totally free, yeah. Little things happen when you believe. Yes, they do for faithful folks like you and me.
Romans 12:1-10. You check it, Romans.
Apologetics with an X. You guys have cranked out a plethora of parodied classic tunes in a variety of genres in the past half year or better. Do you ever grow weary in doing good there, Jay?
Well, the Bible says we shouldn't, so I guess if I want to be biblical, I don't. You get weary sometimes, you know, when you're any kind. You're in ministry, Jerry. I mean, it's a radio station, but it's still a ministry. It's a Christian radio station, Christian band. You know, one of those things. You still got to pay the bill, so you got to do like the Israelites, when they were building the wall in Nehemiah, you know, you got a weapon at your side in one hand, and you're building with the other. So you're like, trying, I don't mean we're using weapons, I just mean you've got divided attention sometimes, but that's the only thing as far as the weary part. But God always refreshes, and boy, he's given us a lot of ideas lately, and it's very, very exciting.
So how might our friends get their ears or hands on some of these delicious musical treats, Jay?
Yeah, well, Jerry, you know, just remember to spell it, apologetics with an X, like the show says, you know. Make sure you stick that X at the end. Then you can go to Pandora, Spotify, iTunes, Amazon MP3, Apple Music, just about any place where you can get music. You can go to YouTube and listen to it. Or you can go straight to the source. Go to apologeticswithanx.com and get our stuff directly from there. Yeah, all kinds of places. Apologetics is everywhere, and we are very thankful for that. We have a pairing of a song called Sister Christian. This one's called Mr. Christian, and it deals with just going out in the world a day when people sometimes do feel weary about doing good. And this is an encouraging song in the midst of all that, and in the midst of persecution. After that, we have another song from 1984, Bruce Springsteen's Dancing in the Dark, a number two hit in the summer for the Boss. It's called Dancing with the Ark. It's by King David. And it's about worship in modern days and what we should be as far as we're worshiping. After that, we have my daughter Jana singing a song about the Queen of Sheba, from the perspective of the Queen of Sheba, singing about Solomon. Actually, originally the song Sheba by Cyndi Lauper. And finally, Van Halen, it's Christmas in September now. It's a parody of Panama. It's called Santa Claus.
Mr. Christian, oh, you're tired and numb, and you know that you're the only one to say one way. They're not going by your book anymore. You know those boys, they want to blame most wars on you. It's true.
Second Samuel 6. We can't stop the choir. a song that is holy. How come, baby, you're not so free? Seeing your seeds with heads down. But when you party, you're up all night. You say it's not the same Sunday. Hey, baby, your best we saw on 149. The time the dance is happening. I think it's written down here. Yeah, it's right in this book. It's in Ecclesiastes. Come on, chapter 3, give it just one look. Sit around quiet in the cold and dark. Lift God's name higher. Even if you're not dancing with the ark, can't stop the choir. Worrying about your linen robe falling apart. Lift God's name higher.
really see a star of the tree coming off. I kneel down, see the major, reading for the season.
Give buying, time's flying, got to find the real true meaning. Got the feeling, something's missing, Christmas shopping ain't no fun without Son of God. Son of God. Son of God. Son of God. Son of God.
Apologetics with an X. Their music is heard internationally from their own distribution site and through all of the stations carrying this program. Jay, when you started out nearly, what, 3 decades ago almost, did you have any idea apologetics music would be heard by so many people?
Oh, absolutely, Jerry. I'm really disappointed that all 7 billion people on this planet haven't heard it. No, actually, I would have been just happy if the people at the coffee house we played at in 1992 asked us to maybe come back or maybe allowed us to stay on stage for the rest of the show. So this has far exceeded my expectations. God's done exceedingly abundantly beyond all we could ask or think, just like he says he can in Ephesians 3:20. My wife and I have that inscribed on the inside of our wedding rings because he's done that with our lives and in our marriage. So, yeah, it's boy, it's been so exciting. Over 27 years, like you said, going up on 3 decades. Actually, we had existed almost 30 years. We just didn't have a name and didn't play out live until 27 and a half years ago. So for a few years when we were in our formulative stages. So it has been almost 30 years since it started. It's been 30 years since I started writing these Christian parodies. And some of the ones that we have prepared for you in this next set include Born in the Jewish Faith, a parody of Bruce Springsteen again from Born in the USA. After that, a Madonna parody called Lots of Versions. It's from Like a Virgin. One of our most popular parodies, a parody of We're Not Gonna Take It by Twisted Sister called We're Not Going to Canaan.
Trying to live up now. Born in the Jewish faith, I was
Apologetics with an X. Tell your friends all about us, and if you can catch it on radio, you can hear it at set times at those stations. Our pilot station, Angel 95, airs the show in the Central Time Zone Saturday and Sunday nights at 7 and 11 on Monday mornings. Remember, that's Central. And, Jay, we got one more tune to wrap up the show today.
That's the Scorpions, one of Keith Haney, our bass player's favorite bands, one of Tom Tinter, our guitarist's favorite bands. And it's a song about Abraham and Isaac, and it's a parody of Rocky Like a Hurricane. It's called Drop Your Knife and Hurry, Man.
Skin. So what is wrong here?